Hello and welcome to your life as a miracle with Macias. So, a lot of what I have a basis of in my talks and my podcast is really, there's a lot of basis that comes from A Course of Miracles. And A Course of Miracles is essentially a program that you do every day for 365 days. That is to remind you of the truth of your being, your relationship in the universe. And it is said to be timeless wisdom that has really just permeated everything that we know. All of our religious texts, in whatever religion, I believe that there is one string of truth that you can see. So, I'm always reflecting, I'm constantly doing reflections, and tonight as I was reading, I just became super alive with an idea that I read, and it suddenly clicked in me. So, it's a very big idea, and it's going to sound somewhat blasphemous, and I think that I can appreciate some blasphemy. You know, it's often said that this master teacher, Jesus, he let us not forget, you know, don't get stuck if you do not identify with Christianity, but let us consider Jesus as a master teacher, and let us not also forget that he was not popular in his day because he was speaking radical truths. He was speaking to the fact of saying that God is right where you are, within you. The temple of heaven is within. You need not look outside. You need not look to the church for your salvation. You are your salvation. So I really believe in these, this particular message that I believe spans many, many, many traditions. This message of unity, of peace, of love, of wholeness, of coming together. And I believe that when we come together and we acknowledge that right where we are, we have all that we need, because we are part of the greater whole that is, call it what you will, universe, God, source, life, love. That when we realize that, we align with everything. This is the reason that Jesus would go and say, "You are not broken. Stand, you're whole." Or he would demonstrate great prosperity and abundance by saying there is no poverty here. What he was really saying is, I recognize the metaphysical truth. I recognize the spiritual truth that you may be in an experience of suffering, of not enoughness, of lack, of despair, of illness, of sickness, and your Father's temple is in heaven, not on the earth. So know that you are made up of the stuff that the divine is made up of. Therefore, you are limitless. You are formless. The amount of infinite possibilities exist right where you are. This is how miracles are brought to the experience. Yeah, so imagine that there was a person who was suffering from a great illness, and you were able to get that beyond you, beyond your body, beyond the form, beyond all of this. There's a teacher that I follow, and she always says, you are more than this meat suit. Beyond all of this, is a perfection that is just sitting and playing out. It is what expands the universe. It is what has our hearts beat. It is what has created our bodies in the perfect way that they just happen to work, to be, even considering our bodies are a miracle. There is a myriad of processes that happen at just the right time so that you and I can have consciousness, can walk, even to touch something. It's like this whole process of the muscles moving and the cells reacting and the thought process. It is all divine. So I'm going to tell you, I'm reading this book, and what stood out to me is it says, all forms return into the formless. This is from Science of Mind. No form is permanent. The formless is eternal. All form is temporary. And one time I had a friend ask me what I felt about environmentalism. And I noticed in my body a feeling of like low vibration. It didn't feel good to me. And I thought, I just don't care about that. She says, yes, but you have to care about this. You have to recycle. You have to do this. We have to stop the planet from being taken advantage of. We have to stop this. And I said, yeah, I get that. And so just now I had this reflection, and this is what I wrote in my journal. I said, summarized, I said, this is my stance around environmentalism. When I am in nature, I love her. I love the spirit of nature. I feel the pulse of nature. I feel her presence, her support, her essence. I am alive because she is alive. And it reminds me to be alive. And then again, I wrote below this, no form is permanent. All forms return into the formless. It is more important that we learn how to be with the divine, because I believe we have created this nature. I believe that everything is a creation of us. The first part of the Course in Miracles says, everything that you see before you, in front of you, is an illusion. That it has all been created from a formless, from the divine, from the infinite. And as humans, we have the capacity to create because we are God in form. We are spirit, source, in form. So I believe that we have created this nature as form. That nothing is finite. That the way that we treat the earth reflects the way that we treat our relationship to the divine and to the way that we treat others. I believe that it is a symbol for understanding all of life and our relationship to the cosmos. It is one way to connect with spirit, source, that I believe to be a higher concentration of vibration. I believe nature to have a higher concentration of what is felt or experienced as God or source. But let us not quarrel more over the environment, over who's wrong, who's right, which government is going to do. Who's going to do what? What you're doing. Because I believe that if we quarrel over this, we have missed the very point. The environment is a symbol for unity and peace. It is an opportunity to create not for the sake of nature, but in sake of nature. It is an opportunity to come together, to to love. Nature is merely showing you an area of the cosmos that desires to be loved. And when we shit on that part, we are shitting on ourselves, we are shitting on our relationship with the perfection that is right where we are. We are shitting on the miracle of life as we know it. But if we go around being self-justified, critiquing others, we do nothing, then we are doing the same thing as those that would pollute, destroy. Violence does not only exist in the physical. Violence exists in actions. Violence exists in thoughts. Violence exists where there is the absence of love for another human soul. I do not care about the quarrels around the environment. I care about putting love first. And I believe that by doing that, we put the environment first. We put ourselves first. We put our connection with all that is first. The very first day of the Course in Miracles says something to the effect of, everything in front of me is a symbol. It's a symbol for something. Thank you for breathing with me. Thank you for being with me. I appreciate you tuning in to this powerful reflection that I've had, to this message. If you like it, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, to like it, to share it, to do all of that, to go on Instagram to Mikaeus_Arana. I look forward to the next time we reflect. Thank you. Thank you. Namaste. Thank you.